Blog Talk Radio.
What's up here live on OFL After Dark? You got the commish Wednesday morning, 12:10 a.m. on the East. Got a lot of things going on. First off, I got to see my grandma, 93 years old, looking great. Grandma Grace, what's up? Nothing but love. Just want to be clear, that song there from Juicy J, Ratchet Pussy, did not remind me of my grandma, just so all you sick-minded individuals realize that. Anyways, Group 6 multiple, still got spots available. I guess it's signing up a little slow right now because it's the off season here in Madden. It's only $25, man. You get two seasons, so break that down mathematically, and you're looking at $1,250 a season, win $175 each Super Bowl, so you can max out at $350 if you go back-to-back. This will be our last league until Madden 16. Speaking of Madden 16, a lot of big things going on right now. I think you guys are going to be pleasantly surprised what we hit you with Madden 16. Taking OFL now to the next level. Hopefully every single one of you guys out there comes along for the ride, because the future is very bright. There's no doubt about that. So that's that. We got the March Madness tournament coming down towards the end. About That Life, too, just solidified his place as the first person in the Final Four. You still got OFL Now's Jay Jerk still fighting in there, so got a chance for him. So that would be pretty cool if we had two guys from the OFL Now leagues in the Final Four there, because there's a lot of outsiders. I also got Blood Money, man. Blood Money joined the league recently. He's fighting in there. So we'll see what goes on there. And PL510 main still alive, but he's a round behind, so he would need to win two games to get into the Final Four. So a couple OFL Now members still fighting, representing you guys very well. Surprised to see some of the bigger names knocked out early, but that's life. That's tournament life. Anybody can win. A lot of people don't join because they just feel like they don't have a chance, but that's not the case, man. Not the case at all. Upsets happen, You know how Madden gets. So get in the tournament. There will be one coming up very soon. So we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Got some big news coming out of the UFL. I don't want to leak any information. Hopefully these guys call in. They were talking about calling in to discuss the big news, but we'll see. You never know. It's their decision if they want to let people know or not. I know. They filled me in, and I'll say this. It's probably the biggest news I've ever heard in the OFL Now community. Now, I do believe once we are ready for Madden 16, which will happen sometime this summer, we'll be all up and ready, and then when the game drops, we'll be ready for everything. I do believe that will be bigger news than what you're about to hear possibly tonight or in the next couple days, but that's that. Hey, guys, a lot of people, a lot of new members, let them know out there on the group enhanced chat, Glip. Just go to your settings or preferences and turn off email notifications. Yeah, I agree, that's terrible, and it pushes you away because you're getting all those emails, but you can easily turn it off. And Glip's fully customizable. That's why we're using that instead of GroupMe. Now, speaking of some of the newer things, Bad to Chad Jackson just premiered his brand new show. It's similar to like ESPN's First Take. He uses Google Hangouts, and you can watch it live on YouTube, or you can see his archives out there on YouTube. It's really, really interesting, really good, especially once we get more callers. On his first edition of the show, he had JJ Jerk call in. It's pretty cool. They spoke about a couple things. So let's get everybody calling in. It'd be great to have eight guys on there arguing different points of view and sharing the way you see things. Really think this show has a lot of potential, and you know Chad's highly talented when it comes to all those studio shows. So future is bright right there. I'm not sure the exact name. I know he was talking about the Federation because, you know, the F in OFL Now stands for Federation. For everyone who doesn't know, that is Online Federation of Leagues Network of Winners. That's what that stands for. So the F is Federation. He was considering calling the show the Federation. I don't know if he's calling it that or OFL Live. Those are little things that are being ironed out now. But make sure you contact him. Find out the time to call in. You do need to have a camera on your phone or computer, I believe. And you also need a Gmail. But I could be wrong about those. So just ask Chad. He knows more about it than I do. Leagues are going really well. We're going to take an in-depth look here right now at OFL Now Fantasy. That is, if I'm not mistaken, the league that the winner gets $400 in. I'm almost positive that's what it is. Slay Island's going for an undefeated season. Now, we've had Balkino go undefeated and Reddy go undefeated. But, yes, yeah, Slay Island could be another guy to go completely undefeated, which is pretty impressive in this league, especially you got some really top-notch players like Balkino. And a lot of other guys in there. What's really interesting about this, we're in week 17 in Group 1 Fantasy, and the NFC is all locked up. You got the Cardinals, Falcons, Eagles, Saints, Niners, and Packers have all solidified their position. So that's filled. But when you take a look at the AFC, there's only two teams that have clinched spots. The final four spots are all open going into the final week. So we'll see what goes on there. And we know that OFL Now Houston could sneak in there if Finesse Gigolo would upset OFL Now Jay Jerk. Not sure that's going to happen. Finesse Gigolo is taking the easy way out. Going to go on auto. So JJ should probably win that game. So we'll see what occurs there. That's a situation to keep your eye on. And then you never know with Madden, man, what happens. A lot of people last year said in Group 2 multiple double J125 deserved to get into playoffs, if you remember this situation. But Madden kept double J out. So, I mean, hell if I know. Maybe OFL Now Houston will end up sneaking in there. I don't root for favorites, but I know OFL Now Houston deserves a spot in there. He played really well in that league, and it's a really, really tough league. If you're in there, I'm sure you'd testify that's a tough league. hate to see Gigolo go on auto. I hate to see anybody go on auto, but there's a lot of bad blood between Gigolo and Houston. So, you know, sometimes it's better just to bite your lip instead of, you know, arguing back and forth, because you never know when it can come back and haunt you. And right now, I'm not saying the bad blood's OFL now Houston's fault, but what I'm saying is, because of that bad blood, it's created an issue here where Gigolo can actually dictate the future of OFL now Houston if he can get into playoffs. And Gigolo's probably not going to do him any favors. We'll see, though. I'm trying to talk to Gigolo, see if he can get a game in there with Jay Jerk. Although I really don't see him beating Jay Jerk, even if he plays, because his team only has like one or two wins, and you know how that is. That's a confidence killer right off the bat. So we'll see what happens. That league is really, really, really a great league. It's a little different than all our other leagues. When you take a look at OFL now Fantasy 1, it's like you got the top half of the people very competitive, fighting for the playoffs or solidified a playoff spot, as I said earlier, in the NFC. And then you got a lot of people that have bottom out and kind of gave up on their teams, kind of like Finesse Gigolo is doing. So that's a little different than what we see in most of our leagues. Most of our leagues, we see a lot of parity. So, I don't know. It's different, but want to give a shout-out to Slay Island. He is 15-0. I expect him to go 16-0 because his opponent is on auto. So, basically, all he has to do is show up and get the win. So, if he does, congratulations. We're going to talk a little bit about Slay Island here shortly. But we're going to go right into the phone call here on 713. You're now live with the commish here on OFL After Dark. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with?
This is OFL Now Savage, or Reppin' H-Town 281.
There, or JS3 Hunter, or there was another
Walking
one, I think,
stick.
In there. Walking Hit Stick, probably my favorite one, to be honest. Love to see OFL Now Savage and Walking Hit Stick merge into OFL Now Hit Stick. We'll see if that can be accomplished one day. Might have to dangle a little tournament over his head, but we'll see what happens. Either way, we were talking about a fellow member of Team Houston. Team Houston, strong as ever. How do you feel about the whole OFL Now Houston, Finesse Gigolo, JJ Jerk situation going on?
Yeah, it's just a real bad situation. I feel like Finesse should give Jeremiah a fighting chance and play against Jay Mills and see if he can get in. But, yeah, there is bad blood, and I understand. And it's just unfortunate that Finesse won't help us out.
Now, and you're right, but do you really think with a 1-11, or I mean 1-14 team, I think his record is, you really think they're going to beat Jay Jerk with that confidence and how strong Jay Jerk's playing right now?
I mean, probably not, but I feel like Finesse definitely has a better chance than the computer.
That's true. That's true. Now, I saw you mention earlier that Jay Jerk did say he's going to take the high road and only play the computer one time. Is that true?
Yeah, he told me and Redemption that he's only going to play against the computer once, so whatever happens, happens.
Well, one thing about Jay Jerk, he's definitely a man of his word, so I believe that to be true. And you never know, man. The computer's hard to beat sometimes, so. Now, granted, I would imagine if his quarterback gets hurt, he might go ahead and quit that game and play a second time. But that'd be understandable, I guess. Team Houston, you know, very strong. People fear them. What's going on over there in Team Houston camp? I'm hearing rumblings. Can you?
I'm going to go ahead and drop the big news for the OFL.
Drop it.
We've had a lot of talking, and Team Houston and Team Bountygate are forming into one team. And we are now going to be called the Empire. And there is no leader. We all lead. And we're all going to dominate.
Wait a second here. Let me hear this straight. Team Houston, with some of the greatest players the OFL now has ever seen, has just formed with a powerhouse in hashtag Team Bountygate?
Yes, sir. We are now the Empire.
Wow. And an appropriate name in itself, the Empire. Wow. Did not see that coming at all. Talk about big news. Hopefully we'll get a caller to come in and talk about what he thinks about that situation. Hopefully we got the fan favorite Snake Eyes calling in, and we'll find out what he has to say about that. But while we wait for Snake Eyes to call in, have you got a chance to look at the new OFL Championship playoff rankings that just came out?
Yeah, actually, I checked them out earlier today, and I was pretty happy.
All right, well, let's just go down through the top 20 real quick. Let's go in intervals of five, and you let me know what you think. At number 20, we have a surprisingly Hitman Big Ray, which I guess would be part of the Empire now, coming from Team Bounty Gate. At 20, at 19, we have Obama's mentor, quiet but very solid. 18, no, another guy people don't really know of from the Group One Fantasy, Cutthroat 99. I think you actually might have just recently played him. Is that correct?
No,
that was King Man KJ. I get those two confused. All right. Number 17, XDMGX Jason. And number 16, Bad to Chad Jackson. How do you feel about those bottom five there in the rankings?
Yeah, that's a pretty good group right there. I've played a few of them, and all of them definitely have skill, and they're all definitely deserving of being in the top 20.
And the point systems agree with you, so that's what we got right now. Now let's look at 15 through 11 here. 15, Team ICUP's Believe in Monsters. 14, PO510 Main suffered a loss to PB number 1. That's why he dropped. Nothing to be ashamed of, obviously. Two-time champion PB number 1. 13, another member of Team Sexual Chocolate, along with PO and PB, you have Mad Dream. Number 12, you have Team NMO's founder, Black Assassin 10. And number 11, you have the brand-new formed Team Empire's surprisingly big-time player, We Witness. How do you feel about those guys?
Yeah, that's a really good group, and I'm happy to see the Empire's own We Witness climbing the rankings finally. He's doing good. So that's a good group right there, good five.
Yeah, Witness is currently undefeated in one of his leagues, so that's really helping him move up. Unfortunately for Witness, we're about to break the top 10, and you know, there's just so many players that aren't really moving down, it's hard for Witness to move up. I mean, I could easily see We Witness you know, be a top five player. It's just he's got to sustain his winning and, you know, basically hope some other people kind of drop off a little bit. So we'll see. Let's go take a look here at the next five. At number 10, once again, you have one of the original members of Team Houston, now a member of Team Empire, I assume. I assume all the Team Houston members merged with Team Empire. Nobody stayed behind, did they?
I think we're going to go ahead and leave Show Out and JJ Prime Time behind. But, yeah, everybody else is coming with us.
Okay. And that's a logical choice. I don't know if they're – Show Out's been quite kind of a disappointment, hasn't really lived up to the hype that he came on the radio talking, possibly influenced by some drugs and alcohol to be running his mouth like that. But at the same time, I actually thought Show Out was good and would have put a better showing, maybe in the future. We'll see. As you know, Show Out's one of my favorite personalities around, so I hope everything works out for him. But let's take a look. Anyways, at number 10, you have one of your good friends, one of the best pizza delivery guys in Houston, Texas. We have Fat Magic 420. How do you think about him being there at number 10?
Yes, again, I'm really happy to see one of Team Empire's own just keep climbing the rankings. That's pretty good for him, and I feel like he has room to grow, too. I feel like he can move up the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you there. Number 9, I guess, would also be another member now of Team Empire, hence the name being appropriate. OFL now, Jay Jerk. How do you feel about him?
Yeah, Jay Jerk's a beast. He's been really on his game lately, too. Just look out for him if you play him in the league, because you might take a L.
Yeah, not only that, but he's putting a strong showing there for Team Empire in the 64-man, which is unheralded. You know, it's not heard of often in Madden, a 64-man tournament online, especially online. And Jay Jerk's still alive, one game away from the Final Four. He could actually be in that game right now. Now, he has a strong opponent coming out of the Madden World Syndicate, which NFL Sixth Sense, which we all know those guys are very strong. That's people like XDMG, XJason, VX Assassin, Dippin' Dots, Bucks Wheat, you know, all those guys are very strong. So we'll see what happens there. Let's take a look at number 8. Now, I'm not sure this guy's skills on the sticks shouldn't be higher than 8. I think this is more of a factor. He went away for spring break, I believe, and went on auto and has dropped to number 8. It's another reason I think you don't see one of the better players in the league, DNA Nation, ranked, because he goes on auto in a lot of his leagues and has losing records. And when the rankings are being formulated, we don't look to see if you've been on auto or not. So, but at number 8, SC Bolt 21. You think he's too low?
Yeah, I think he's too low. I think he should be in the top 5. He's really, really good. I can't wait to play him again in Group 2 Multiple.
Mm-hmm. Pushes you to the limit, makes you a better player, I've heard from multiple sources. So we'll see right there. Number 7, one of Team ICUP's original members, Ready 10. You think he's too high or too low there at 7?
If you had asked me this like 3 weeks ago, I would have said that's about right. But he's kind of falling off, and I love Reddy, but falling off a little bit. I think it's a little too high right now.
Okay, that's fair enough. He's been very busy training for the Canadian Football League coming up, so you know that could be a major reason why he hasn't been able to put time in. Number 6. Like I was talking about the Madden World Syndicate, VX Assassin XA. What do you think about him being there at 6?
Yeah, he's beaten Volcano 3 times. I think he's 3-0. And that pretty much just
Wow.
beats volume 4 there.
I didn't know he played him 3 times. Wow. Now, in Volcano's defense, the last time I believe he was on auto. But even so, I don't want to take anything away here from Mr. Assassin. So, now, speaking of Assassin, who would you not want to face in the Super Bowl, VX Assassin or Black Assassin?
That's kind of a tough question. I feel like I would rather not play VX Assassin, but Black Assassin could beat me too. So it's
right. Either way, I'd love to see a matchup of you versus either of the Assassins. That would be a great Super Bowl, and I'm sure we'd have a lot of viewership on that one. But let's take a look here at the top 5. Number 5, we have 2-time LFL Now champion, PB number 1. What do you think about him being there at 5?
Yeah, I respect the champ for sure. I think he's really good. I think he deserves being in the top 5 too. But I did put a whooping on him in the single league. I'm just going to put that out there.
All right, fair enough. Number 4, you have the Vegas Madden champion, Buck Sweet. What do you think about him there at 4?
Yeah, I'm still not haven't had a chance to play Buck Sweet, but I've heard he's the best player in the world right now, so definitely should be in our top 5, and it's cool to have someone like him in the league.
Yeah, it makes us all better, man. Makes us all learn, step our game up. And not only that, he's a nice guy, and he even offers his services and lessons, and if anybody's interested. I'm actually happy to have him also. A lot of people do consider him the best. He won the biggest Madden tournament there was this year, so either way. Of course, the runner-up's also in here in Dippin' X-Dots, the runner-up of that tournament, but he's not ranked yet. I would expect to see him ranked at some point. It's just he just joined the league, and I think he only has 2 or 3 games under his belt, so it's a little too small of a sample size, as we like to say. But let's take a look at number 3. We have XX Madden All XX. What do you think about that?
I haven't played Madden in a very long time, but he's been winning a lot lately, so I guess he must have found something that's working for him. Damn, I really didn't know he was number three, but yeah, I guess that works right now if he's going to keep winning.
Yeah, he's winning a lot. You know, I think the turning point for Madernall was when he linked up with SC Bolt 21 and got him to join Team NMO and started labbing with him. I think that took his game to the next level. You see a lot more blitzes coming from him. And you know, Bolt's very good at that. Also, they actually signed XDMG, X-Jason, to Team NMO. So that's a big pickup. So we'll see about all of that. Number two, you got yourself, repping H-Town 281 you're going by these days. First, before we get into that, it's been a good week for you. You know, successfully had a happy birthday. I know everybody here wishes you nothing but the best. And then a number two ranking. I think that could be the highest I recall seeing you. I could be wrong about that, but I don't remember you this high. Have you ever been ranked this high?
Yeah, I was number one the first week we started OFL, but since then, this is the highest I've been.
Yeah, you probably got number one by default back in those days for being the first member, but now you've earned it. So how do you feel about being number two?
Yeah, it's exciting, man. I'm really happy. I've been formulating game plans for people, and hopefully I can move up to number one before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, number two is great, but as Flo says, no sprinkles for second place, you know? So let's hopefully you can keep it going. Playoffs is all that matters, and you're there. So we'll see. And then number one, undefeated in fantasy, which a lot of people think is the most competitive league. You're in there. Do you think it's the most competitive league?
Yeah, I've been saying that for a little while now. I think Fantasy One is the most competitive league we have right now.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. I'm not sure. Good players everywhere. But number one, completely undefeated, Slay Island 9XX. But you'd think that you'd say, wow, that's really impressive, especially with repping H-Town here saying it's the strongest league in OFL now. You'd think that's really impressive. But when you look closer at it, his strength of schedule is terrible in that league. He hasn't really faced any of too many guys that have made the playoffs in there, so we'll see. A lot of John Buck told me he doesn't expect him to win the Super Bowl in there, so because the old, you know, it's the old story you hear all the time. You don't get tested in a regular season, come to the playoffs, get tested, you don't know how to handle it, type thing, you know. So Buck says he actually expects him to be out in the first or second round, so we'll see. We've got a caller coming in right now from the 318 area code. 318, you're now live with Reppin' H-Town and the commish. We got about 2 minutes left. Who do we have the pleasure to speak with?
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger. Well, glad to have you on the air. Running out of time. Wish you would have been here earlier. As the head of Team Bountygate, how in the heck did you merge with Team Houston to form the Empire, appropriately named anyways? Got a minute and a half. Why don't you take us all the way out?
I truly believe that it was a necessary move. You know, we have the same interest in mind, which is getting better and helping each other get better, doing the necessary things to get better. Different people have people that they want to represent. We like them. They like us. We have the same interest. It seemed like a necessary thing to do. The Empire has been born. Everybody else in the OFL community, beware.
The Empire is taking over. Y'all get ready.
We're taking no prisoners.
All right, OFL, I'm out.